didn't trip a breaker because they're on.
Is it working?
Testing, yeah. Testing.
They're on.
You have to have it on.
Weird.
It doesn't work. If it's in meeting mode, it doesn't work.
Nope. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. We'll open the meeting with a roll call. I'm Terry Hughes, chairman.
Commissioner Greg Miles.
Commissioner Tracy Killian.
Commissioner Assistant Melissa Hughes.
Mayor Deborah Heron.
J.R. Bird.
Ari Drummond.
Carl Conner.
Scott Allen, House Hall Mayor.
Corey Paul, Economic Development.
Jeff Chubb.
Thank you. We'll start and let's have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Consideration of minutes from meeting on June 1st, 2026.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. County fair activities.
Well, I hope everyone's planning on coming to the fair this year. It's going to be a special fair. And we do have a couple of changes. We were not able to get mounted shooting back this year, and so we'll have the horse pulls like normal on Saturday, but we won't have mounted shooting. So that 3 p.m. cowboy mounted shooting won't be happening on the 8th. But we do have a dance that we'll be holding after the rodeo, and I think that'll be a fun event. We do have on Saturday rodeo. It'll be in the indoor arena, and they've got it listed as an after party, but it'll be a dance, little concert. The fireworks will be in the arena as they have been in years past, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. The concert's free this year. We felt like that where we're celebrating America 250, we really want people to come out and enjoy themselves, and so there's no charge for the concert on Wednesday. And we've got three awesome performers that'll be coming, so kind of more like a music festival type setup. And livestock show will be going on like normal. Volleyball will be moving back indoor in the indoor arena this year. And then we have a couple of new events, goat roping. It's as awesome as it sounds. I was not even aware of this event, but it's really quite impressive. So it's similar to calf tying, but you run your horse down the center of the arena and then they step off side saddle and then take off running to the goat. They take the goat down, which is tethered to a stake, take the goat down and tie it, and same rules, you know, the goat can't get up. But it's going to be in the warm-up area behind the outdoor arena where the horses warm up, if you're familiar with that. So I think it'll be a fun event, and that'll be on Monday and Tuesday nights at 6. And then one other thing on the parade, we love having a representative from all the fire departments, and so we've asked your fire departments to have a truck come and be in a part of the parade. So this year we're honoring our fallen firefighters, and so we've asked for them to be a Type 6 truck. So Type 6 trucks will hopefully all be coming from all the fire departments, and I think that'll be a neat tribute to those firefighters. Anything else?
Yeah, ride the bus.
Yeah, everybody in Roosevelt, ride the bus. Yeah, please push the, if you hear any negative comments about the parking for the fair, please let them know there is parking and you can ride the bus Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's for everybody if you're in Duchesne too. You just have to drive to the dirt parking lot.
I'm lazy, so it when it's 100 degrees, you're crazy. If you're going to walk it for a half a mile, you step out, the bus will pick you up, and it's air conditioned, and they'll haul you right to the front door. But we'll be riding the bus, and then people will be hiking clear from down here, clear down there. Just pass the word that it's available. That's.
Well, I don't know if I can offer all that much more after everyone's already familiar with it, but I just wanted to make everyone aware the document that I presented to the five, once Chuck gets back up there, the five of you, there's a bunch more copies at the back table.
Six.
Basically what this document is, it's a flyer that everyone has seen around both Roosevelt Duchesne, I hope. The rest of the document is just a physical copy of what these QR codes are giving you access to show people a visual map, timelines that reflect what's being seen on the main flyer, the pickup locations. We found some success by having a pickup at the normal West Dirt lot, at the RV lot on the east side, and at the library. We did this as a two-part goal. One was to try and create less congestion for your constituents to be able to attend this wonderful event. By creating a pathway between Roosevelt and Duchesne, allowed us to relieve a lot of the pressure on the AC units. I brought that up last year. It did help a lot. We did not have near the AC problems that we've had in the previous 9 years, so we're kind of hoping that that wasn't a fluke because this is a hotter summer. So the way we've gotten set up is a bus to start in Duchesne and another one in Roosevelt. The one in Duchesne is doing that loop between the three lots in the main building until the one from Roosevelt gets there. It swaps in and it does the Duchesne loop. The one that's been at the higher ends of Duchesne heads back to Roosevelt, pick the next group. And they get those lower RPMs, try and leave some of the pressure on that AC unit, rotate back in. Later in the day, when it's a little bit more busy, we add a second vehicle, so there's two circling in Duchesne. No one's having to wait too long, and it's awful heat, but we're still in our rotation.
Like a disaster, like a place, or something.
We will find that out.
Some of our vehicles still have fare boxes. Some of them, the newer ones that we are trying to use, don't at the moment. So that worked convenient last year on our end, but we want it to make sense for your people first, too. I can work around any issues if we need to hold the signed tickets. Last year, you had us hold a roll of tickets, and they just filled them out properly. So, I believe that covered everything that I had related to the fair. I did want to also highlight for you guys a shout out to our Mayor Allen over here. He asked us to provide a little bit of shuttle for Longhorn Bay's parade. It was a good experience, good learning experience for an idea to be able to try next year. We ran into some challenges that we're not related on our end or their end, the school district, because of being rushed to try and finish some upgrades to the high school. It moved their parade setup location into the path of the shuttle that was intended, which is unfortunate. But I think we got some ideas on how to make that function well, too, in the next year if Mayor Allen would like to do it again. So, any questions that I can answer on fair, BTA shuttle? So, at the UB Tech, not the main building, but the secondary building to the west side, it's in between the main tech and the high school. It used to be the, might even still be the post-training facility. Right out front, we will have, and you'll see in the packet, there is pictures of what the actual little T sign that we have. It's a transport sign with an orange cone, and it says special event on it. So there's a big tree, and it's a designated marked off area that's exclusively across. Each of the four locations will have that hopefully visible out front so that other people don't park there. Any other questions?
Just like to say, thanks for helping out for Longhorn Days. It's alleviated a big problem that we had. Before the past, we had people lining up both sides of the parade route. This year, we said no. We got on the side of that. That helps out a lot. So, thanks for the help.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any other ideas to come up? We've heard to ask, but your assistance.
Thank you, Carl.
May I go on to someone as well? Mm-hmm. I can get on the camera, but and Deb, I she was the first one who responded. I told her maybe time to put it on. We sent out a revised CARES RLF plan. All you have to do is write yes or no and send it back to me. We've got some possible holes coming up that need more money, and of course, fortunately, the self-help application for the process, they're going to let us apply again for our new application. Specifically, Duchesne County, Duchesne City, Roosevelt City, I'm going to be sending you a sample letter. Will you please sign on to that so it can accompany our application going in to USDA Rural Development to do another set of self-help letters.
Any more on the county fair activities? Okay, we move on to the UBAOG update.
That was
it? Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, discussion of upcoming activities and events. Nothing?
Nothing.
We know there's a parade because we'll be at the parade.
Nothing else? Okay, any other business? Okay. Please.
So, I just had Utah League of Cities and Towns reach out to me. For those that utilize the local administrative advisor program, which just happens to be a few here, right? So they offer for the annual meeting of Utah League of Cities and Towns a scholarship to those that utilize the service, right? So that scholarship, especially to those who have never been to the Utah League of Cities and Towns meeting, they have a better chance to receive this. What it pays for is it pays for your travel to get there, your tickets to be there, and also your hotel stay. And so they'll pay for that for you or whoever applies for that. If you are eligible, you'll be awarded that. And they're actually looking for two applicants that they can award for an AOG. And so I think we've had people apply from it. I think Mike was awarded one last year, so it's Ella was as well. But just know that that application is available. If you've never gone to Utah League of Cities and Towns convention or conference, it's a great opportunity for you to go and receive training on different topics that are available there. So if you have questions about how to do that, I've sent out an email already to every one of you. And if you, for some odd reason, did not receive that, just let me know and I can help you guys apply for that. So good opportunity. And it's a big one. So.
Thank you.
I would like to announce, thank you, Zach, for asking me, kind of about democracy, CID grant for the factory fire code.
Oh, cool.
We got full funding on it and everything. I would personally like to thank Commissioner Miles. He helped a lot in that process. And to you, Meg, they held my hand a lot along the way. So we got everything done, got everything through. So we're hoping by March or April next year we can bring the budgets.
Yeah, take delivery on it.
I don't know if I want to come in back, but I will just say, tying along with what Mayor Allen said, you guys, our Association of Government up in this area, is second to none throughout the state of what I've seen. And so I've tried to take a breakfast for lunch, and I just won't go with the count of them.
It's bribery, JR.
What you don't know what you don't know. And so as I travel around and witnessed other areas, I just gained a greater depth of appreciation for what we have in Duchesne County and the entities here, the things that they do. And so I just want to say thank you from a mayor standpoint and also from a perspective of seeing other areas and how well you guys. And it doesn't surprise me at all. You got what you needed because they helped you along the way, because you have that as well. It's not as talented as you. No.
So that goes both ways. Like we only felt the best connection of your show.
These guys, yes.
All of you. And you upcoming. We just got affordable housing figured out with it, so we're ready to go again. Sorry.
Just for the record, I'm not against self-help housing. I'm against the state government. government giving $300 million that flows back to developers' pockets and doesn't benefit the taxpayers. That's what I don't like. And that's what I mentioned in that response, but it wasn't taken that way. So self-help housing and those types of things, that's what we do.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And I see the sheriff's building one up there.
Yep. Well, I got it going.
Hallelujah.
That was a long haul.
It was a long haul.
Any other business?
Just basically a reminder. I'm not sure when the resolution was signed, but this group agreed to change the alcohol dates for the county and the cities. And I think we finally got that completed, the resolution's done. We're just not, we got to figure out a way to get it out to the companies, the stores that are doing that now. But I just talked to Commissioner Chug, he said they think they did a pretty good job with the grocery stores, but a lot of the convenience stores still aren't. So I'm hoping to get a copy of the resolution, then I'll put a letter together and sign it out, just if anybody has any comments.
We probably need to remind the clerk auditor's office that when they renew those, which that's only for unincorporated county, but when their alcohol license comes up for renewal, we should be submitting them a copy of that resolution. And hopefully we have been. I don't know, so.
And I'm not sure if Two Shades City was involved with that, and if Altamont was involved with that as well. Before you, I think your predecessor was. I just don't know if you guys agreed to it now. I'll be to send that out to your stewards as well.
I'm pretty sure ours always says.
I think ours matched yours and Roosevelt's. But I don't know about the town of Altamont or the town of Tibiona.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Alcohol sales.
As of before we did this resolution, we had a resolution that said you cannot buy alcohol in Duchesne County from 2 in the morning, I think until 10 o'clock. But we get people that are heading up to the lake. They're at the grocery store buying their food. They buy a little bit of alcohol before 10 o'clock in the morning and check. So the counties around us have from 1 o'clock or maybe it's 2 o'clock till 6 o'clock in the morning. So they can buy alcohol after 6 o'clock. And that's what our residents do.
Okay.
So I mean, that's just what it was. It's just to get that information out there more apparently.
And the resolution was passed? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was actually an ordinance.
Yeah, it was passed by ordinance.
Hey, if anybody had any questions.
Thank you.
But the municipalities would be different, so they would need to pass. If they don't have something in place, you would need to get something put in your ordinances. And I can't remember if the town of Altamont had anything.
So they're generally speaking, a lot of your ordinances talk about the sale of alcohol, but a lot of times they don't specify
time. Yeah.
So we can make those.
And we're certainly not telling you what to do. If you wanted to have a different time, that's the town or city's prerogative. But it didn't make sense. And going back to the discussion that we had when we passed the ordinance, it was unfortunate that stores that were just across the county line were taking advantage of selling at 6 o'clock in the morning we could not because our ordinance said 10. And so it doesn't take very long for those individuals to figure out where they're going to stop and shop in the morning. So. So you match the counties now.
Except on December 31st. And then it's a 2 a.m.
Okay. They're not quite done celebrating at 1. They still have another hour. Okay, got it.
Well, really, after 12 o'clock, it's January 1st.
Yeah.
It's true.
Any other business?
I would just flag that the Energy Summit is planned for September 23rd and 24th, if you don't have that on your calendar. It's always a good event in Vernal, so. Yep.
What is it?
The Energy Summit, Uinta Basin Energy Summit.
That's September 23rd and 24th?
Correct.
Okay. There's no other business. I guess we'll adjourn. Any opposed? All in favor?
Aye.